This work depicts a New York hotel room. In it, L. Ron Hubbard, the controversial founder of the Church of Scientology, spent time in the early 70s writing science fiction novels. The model was based on a photograph released by Hubbard's son, without the authorization of church leaders.
For me, the interesting thing was that this room is a room where everything happens at the same time. So you see food on the bed, and you see like books piled everywhere, and you see a cup on the table, as well as a typewriter and a chair, which is moved in a way like somebody just left to the bathroom.
Thomas DeMond began his career as a sculptor, working with paper because it was cheap and portable. He took up photography to document his flimsy constructions before they fell apart. Today, he considers himself a photographer who works on both sides of the lens. But in building his models, he thinks like a sculptor, in three dimensions.
Usually I start with a sculpture and I'm trying to build an environment which I can somehow believe in a way, in a very weird and remote way. But nevertheless, I want to have a chair which looks like a chair from all sides. I'm trying to make interesting, complex things, but I don't want them to imitate reality or something. So I try to keep them on the edge of like a very abstract translation of a very banal object. There is no detail on the things, like any writing on the papers. On the top right on the bed, you see an alarm clock, but there's no time going by. So this paradox is the key element of the work for me.